Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? Sorry about that, y'all. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It is Karma Cafe. Tonight is the only night where we do our therapy session. We allow you to call in with your problems. We're not trying to let you get 30 days. Call us up with your problems, and we're going to hood solve them right here at Karma Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves. I'm DJ E Monster. I'm the conductor of the ones and twos around here, here to help me with this commentary. We got Miss Unbelievable. How you feeling tonight, Mama? Are you ready to get your woo-saw on? Hello.
Absolutely. Doc is in the hens house, ready to hood solve them problems all day, every night on Thursday nights. What up, DJ E Monster?
What's good? You know, I'm just trying to keep it monstrous with conversation around here. I got some topics, some real headbangers around here, some things that I posted early in the week saying that we're going to talk about it on Comic Cafe. Ladies, I'm going to need your opinion on this one now. A lady came out there. Now, a lot of people had comments on it. I'm going to read a couple of them for you guys coming up here in a little bit. I'll let you know about that. But our main subject tonight, we're going to talk about friendships. That's right, friendships. We're going to talk about the difference between thinking you have a lot of friends or if you just popular, motherfucker. You dig? There is a difference. How many friends you think you should have in life and, you know, other things on that discussion. So, I mean, you're going to have something to give in on these friendships, whether it be experiences or just some insight, whether it be good or bad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a whole thought on friends and all that that I share with my little kids at school. So, yes, it's going to be interesting.
Now, that's a little interesting topic to hear how they get it in when it comes to friends. You know how it is. It's a little different when you're young. I'm just saying. So, I got some hot new music for you guys. Matter of fact, I'm going to take y'all with another OG throwback. Let's see, who did we take? We took some twist backs from Ice Cube lately, Black Eyed Peas, people like that. But I got a new one for y'all, a guy that goes back about his, I think even, he might be, I don't know. I'm just going to call him an OG. I ain't finna date him. We're just going to do it like that. Hot new music to help you go woo-saw. And remember, y'all, if you hear cuss words, say them out loud because they'll make you feel good. Here's some new music from Eric Sherman. This is called Southern Girl. Karma Cafe. Help you go woo-saw and don't get 30 days.
All right, let's get it. Let's go.
Raised in the Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than a pair of denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, 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 not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that swing, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason got me sneezing. God bless you. Devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not just trying to be a
Southern girl. I'm a so bad. She's a boss and she got her own bag.
wanna be saved. She's shaking what her mama gave. They all want that ass, that Kim Kardashian. They get shot to get there fast to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. She a stripper, now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia peach, I come from the apple. You both perform on stage, I rap, you clap. The money gets stacked, back. Something like the Players Club, and that's slick. She do it for her son, and that certificate. Soon she will have to face it and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
Southern girl.
Southern good with the kitchen, plus they get to the knives. I'm talking taking care of home, get it on her own. Wouldn't be surprised if she riding on chrome. She got that hustle from her mama and that ass too. Ain't falling victim to no lanes when they pass through. Mind frame, big bang, better be about it. You ain't down to scrape for it. Southern girl will see about it. Independent, educated. She a queen, but she get dying on it. If she want it, when it's elevated. Percolator, percolator. Hey, running back, front row, thunderstorm, waiting on a thunderclap. But it ain't all about strip club, now. Even if it's a hole in the wall, she'll make it where you never leave it out. And she'll be there when you call. I'm talking about those Southern girls.
Yeah, big shout out over there to Wales and big shout out to London because they like, damn, we ain't never heard this before. That's Eric Sherman. He comes from a group called EPMD. Go do your research before there was Mobb Deep, before there was Kanye. I'm talking about the producers. There was Eric Sherman. So check him out. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to bring it back right back after this with Miss Unbelievable if I can get it together. Black Eyed Peas. This is called Dopeness featuring CL. Let's go.
We live and direct.
Yeah, so call us up 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you're feeling monstrous. We'll help you get it off your chest. We don't want you to do 30 days. We need you for the race tomorrow.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm
I'm super dope. I'm rolling in the dope bar. Make a lot of dope, call me dope bar. Rockin' ass, Saint Laurent coat bar. Control the whole game, remote bar.
Ooh, yeah.
Motherfucker, I'm a superstar. Shine so bright like a quasar. Stay on point like a laser. Well, they got so much flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Wanna know about me, go to Wiki Wiki. I'm a time bomb by the ticky ticky. See me on top on the tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky picky.
Ooh, yeah.
So ill, I'm sticky sticky. Yeah, got the liquor, you can sippy sippy. Be loving long time, no quicky quicky. Not a girl on my dang dang licky dicky.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope. I'm super.
I knock him out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got him sweating like a fat man. I'm all up in your head like a CAT scan. Delete him and throw him in the trash can. Attack him with the boom bap original rap, man.
I'm
the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme, cause I'm sitting on top, boy.
I make it crack cause I'm rock, boy. Concept means the tap don't stop, boy. I kill the game and the coaches. Spray lead, now they running like roaches. Dead press now, here come the vultures. Make bread cause I'm coming with that dope.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope.
Body block, body block, hit the floor. Fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee. TKO, comatose, adios. Slow motion on your motherfucker. Superman, super gun, make him run. Shoot him down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang. Automatic, now your body looking polka dotted. Blood splattered when I hit you with that. Whiplash, get the cash, get the ching ching. Get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling. Get the money, get the cash, get the dough. 10, 100, 20s, baby, get the. Dollar sign, on the brain, on the mental, got money on my mama, my mind. Make a stop, hammer time, hustle time, keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super.
I'm doper than a dog game, making more money than a dog man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne. Got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star. In a G6, eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're itchy, itchy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. I keep the 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip-hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let a coco, no sippy-sippy. I got soul, cause soul is my shit sick.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope.
Yeah, so that's the new Black Eyed Peas right here, Monsters Radio. Now, if them two tracks don't help you, Wu-Shai, you's really messed up. I'm just saying, you're bound to get more than 30 days. I'm just saying, call us up. You got problems. We'll hood solve them. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1, though, for us to take you live. It's unbelievable. I know we're going to talk about friendships coming up here in just a little bit, but what do we got in this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat for tonight?
Okay, we got some Jesse. I don't know if you guys were hearing about that hate crime that's going on with him. We have some Tamar Braxton. We got some James Ingram, excuse me. R. Kelly and some Tisha Campbell and some Cardi B. And that's about, did I forget one? Lil Wayne.
And some Lil Wayne.
And I may talk about R. Kelly. I may. Just saying, for a second.
Woo-sah, this is what I'm talking about, the subject. Woo-sah. So, all right, let me see if I can go over. You know what, I have to search back because I don't posted a lot of stuff today. I'm just saying, some of it was good, some of it was some bullshit. Definitely, I really need to find this thing that I put. Oh, yeah, here it goes. Here's one thing, and I want to know what you ladies is on. This is what a lady put out here, and I'm going to read the comments coming up here in a little bit. I put on my page, let's talk about it. I think she's right in most cases. I said most. I didn't say all, but I said, let's argue. Tell me how you feel about it. But this is what the lady had posted. She put, us females dare be cheating. We so sneaky and play the role so good that when the man, that's what we're going to say, the man, but you know she didn't write that, but when the man... cheat on us, we act like we so heartbroken, crying and all, acting like we never done shit but been loyal. You dig? So, I got a couple comments that I'm going to reread tonight on what some people had to say about this. I want to know, you know, ladies, I want to know, is that true? I mean, keep it 100. Is it true? I mean, facts are facts. But we're going to find out coming up here just a little bit. I think what we're going to take another breather, then we'll get into our who's bumping, who's getting fat, and then we'll get into some of my topics. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
about
right.
I can tell right now you ready to go on that topic. Like, what? You said, what? But okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So until we get there, remember, y'all, it's not about your dancing. It's about your woo sign, releasing the stress, not getting 30 days. You dig? So before we get to this topic and she go in, we're going to take a little bit of fresh air with Future right here on Monsters Radio. We all need some fresh
we
air
love.
From time to time.
Yes.
You need is Karma Cafe, motherfucker. real, for real. Okay.
Listening on my own. It's been too long. I need.
There you go. Sing it. Woo-sah. Caught your ass. Woo-sah. So, all right. Traffic Cafe tonight. We talk about friendships. We got a little bit of drama, but for now, we're going to get into our who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as our gossip lifestyle and entertainment news. So who we going to clown tonight, Miss Unbelievable?
So, rest in peace, James Ingram, a Grammy Award singer, has died at the age of 66.
Oh, no.
If you guys don't know him, he was the baritone voice on many charts. Dominated in the 1980s and early 1990s. He suffered from brain cancer. He made a number one on the Billboard hits, and he had several duets. His voice was just like silky smooth, if you guys don't know he is who he is. And he wrote Michael Jackson's Pretty Young Thing, so he was a great writer. And he died very young and cherished by all.
Right, right. James, you may not know who he is, but your mama know. I'll tell you that much. Your mama know, and your daddy know. They know who he is. Wow. Okay, yeah, you can smooth get some draws with him back in the day. It is. Yeah. I was about to compare him to somebody today, but I ain't going to do that. But, all right, yeah, man, he rests in paradise. Wow. Okay. Okay, what else we got over there?
Tisha Campbell and Dwayne Martin, their marriage is, their divorce and everything is just going downhill. So,
What happened?
Tisha Campbell was granted a restraining order against Dwayne Martin claiming domestic abuse. She claims that her husband, Dwayne Martin, and we all know who Dwayne Martin is, and Tisha is from Martin. Said there has been violence over their in their relationship since day one. He's been abusive for years, and he went into a rage last month and was punching and slapping and hitting her, grabbing her. Judge agreed with her, granted a temporary restraining order. They've been married since 1996. Allegations have been going on from Tisha for a while. Dwayne is to stay 100 yards and
Did the FBI get your children? There we go. You went out for a minute. I said, did the FBI get your phone again? But cut out just for a little brief moment.
We back in?
Yep, you back in.
Okay, so I don't think they have any kids, but judge granted a restraining order. 100 yards, he's got to stay away from her.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen a little bit about it. You know, she's getting backlash on it because she's saying that, you know, he assaulted her or whatnot. But, you know, she didn't press any charges against him. So she's getting backlash about that type of stuff. You know, I've seen some stuff saying that he's the reason why Martin went off the air. A lot of other things. So, yeah, it's getting a little messy over there with them, too. And it's really horrible to see because, you know, they were one of them. You know, when you look to couples, when you are a couple, you know, and you know, it's just like anything else. You know, you kind of look to others as an inspiration. You know, if you're a couple and y'all entrepreneurs, y'all probably kind of look to a Jay-Z, Beyonce type thing because they, you know, they're making a lot of money together. You know what I mean? You might have looked to, you know, somebody else's relationship, but they were one of those power black relationships that we used to look to be like, yeah, you know what I mean? Shit can work. But damn, I mean, I understand that some things sometimes you go the other way, but, ooh, I wish it wasn't so messy, messy.
Yes, and there's been messy for a minute now, and I do believe Gina's the one, Tisha Campbell was the one who said there was sexual allegations against Martin Lawrence. That's why the show went off, not because of Dwayne, but because of her allegations toward Martin. So,
and see, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say that at the end, because I was going to say originally I thought I heard it where, you know, he had to step in and be like, hey, hold back, it's my wife, whatever, whatever. But yeah, that's what I thought it was initially. I thought it was some type of thing between her and Martin, but you know how stuff goes when it gets to going in the news. It's gossip.
It is. But them two have been going at it, and I think they've been having problems for a while, Dwayne and Tisha Campbell. They said she's not an easy person to get along with, and I do believe she was going through a lot of medical issues too. Right now, when I look at her, I think she's a man. She's really going through some changes right now. She really needs a woosaw, because right now she looks like just a man to me. She's really manly right now. I don't even see the feminine Tisha Campbell that we've known before. So, big up.
Oh, wow.
To
her.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I really want someone's honest opinion about this from a man and a dad's perspective. Tamar Braxton says her son sleeps in her bed when her boyfriend visits. So, So, Tamar allows her boyfriend and her son to sleep in the same bed. They only been together for 6 months, her and her boyfriend. He's from Nigeria. And they act like they claim they're going to get married soon, but they're not married. So do you agree that it's okay that your son sleeps in the bed with you and your new guy?
Okay. How old is the youngin?
He's six.
Six days? 6 months?
No, I think he's 6 years old.
6 years old?
I do believe so. Let me see. I do believe he's 6 years old. Let me make sure. He's either six or four. Let me see. Let's see how old the little chap is. Oh, excuse me. He's 5 years old. Logan is 5 years old, and he joins them in the bed. They've been together for 6 months. When he sleeps over, the five-year joins them in the bed. Logan is five. That's Vince Herbert's son.
Okay. Before I get to the dad part, I mean, I'm going to ask you. Your mom, is that healthy to be having your five-year-old child sleep with you? Is that healthy?
That's not healthy. I can see if they're sick, that's something different. But at no circumstance do I believe that any children should stay in the bed past three, four. 5 years old, they need to learn that independence of being by themselves and understand that that's a way of, you know, responsibility, going in your room, going to sleep, putting yourself to sleep. I would say three or four, because now we're training and we're teaching you, like, this is the things that you happen. You did this when you're a baby. Now I got to show you how to do it when you're an adult. I mean, when you're a toddler. If you don't treat the toddler how to do things, you're setting them back. I can understand if, you know, you're sick or if you're having a nightmare or you just need that mama quick second, but I'm going to take you and put you back in your room after you fall asleep. You cannot sleep with me. That's a no.
Now, let's see. Okay. As a dad, I'm going to say my answer for my child is going to be, hail to the now. That's all I can say. Hail to the now. And every damn vibration that y'all heard it in. You dig? I'm just saying, no, that's unacceptable to me. Maybe there's a silver lining in there. Maybe her ex-hubby, knows that maybe if they sleep in the, he's sleeping in the bed with them, that ain't nothing going on. Maybe that's why it's acceptable. But over on this side of the train tracks, hell to the no. No, we're not doing that.
Under no circumstance am I going to give okay for my son or daughter to be in a bed with some newbie. Hell to the no. Man, I would clown like ever before. Like, that is so disrespectful. That's especially if, let's just say, that relationship don't work, and then now you're going to put somebody else in that bed, and then so they're going to think that their bed is a revolving bed for their mom at the age of five. That is a no. If my son is over, that man is not even staying the night. Okay, so my son has to go. Better yet, stay there. No, are you sleeping on the couch? There is no way.
Right.
I don't even care if y'all decide y'all gonna get married soon. Put him in his bed. Put her in her bed. That's just not where a child is supposed to be. In between nobody. No.
I'm not trying to let my 5-year-old, I'm not trying to let my 5 months, I don't give a damn, you 5 months pregnant with my baby. Get his ass up out of her. Yeah, I mean, get up out of her. No, I'm not going. But hold on. Just to check in with the person on the line. They've been over here for a hot minute. Let's check in with them right quick, see if they want to give a comment on this right quick. 912-334, who we got on the line? Hello.
Yo, what up, E?
Hey, what's up, J Dirty? What's good, bro?
Ain't shit. I'm praying for y'all, boy, up there in that goddamn Antarctica. Y'all motherfuckers are living there right now. God damn, boy. I seen them temperatures. I'm like, what ain't no way in the fuck I'd have stayed my ass in that bitch. I'd have been done moved to Florida. Fuck that.
Yes, we are broadcasting live from the polar vortex itself. Yeah, bro. Yeah, well, motherfuckers be like, oh, y'all motherfuckers up there ain't tough in Minnesota. Okay, bring your ass up here in the wintertime. See how quick you'll check your ass back home.
Bro, it's cold in the bitch up there, bro.
Yeah, you're a real hustler to take your ass to work.
And your boss has got to be real fucking petty to make you just say it's okay for you to come to work in that kind of goddamn weather. Your boss got to be a real Nick asshole to still make you come to fuck
about,
in when the weather
it's about
like
the
that.
Dollar and cents. It's about the dollar and cents. That's what it's about. If your car starts, I want to see you here. If you're in a building that is warm, I want to see you here.
Yeah, some bosses are petty.
Well, not only that, in some cases, not all cases now, in some cases, it's prime time out there to be open because a lot of people will be closed. You know what I mean? So if you're open, you'll get all the business. But shit.
We got a couple Indian stores in my city that do that shit. Yeah, when shit get bad during storms and shit, they be the only ones open. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's smart.
Well, let's keep it real. Most people are all Caucasian, and their blood is different from the African American blood. So they be like, "It's not cold. It's not cold at all. Be cold as hell." Well, black folks.
Well, I don't know about other white people, but I tell you this goddamn much: it's 30 degrees down here where I'm at, and I don't want to be outside. So I don't know about the rest of these white motherfuckers in the goddamn world, but I just don't fuck with it like that. Like I don't fuck with it. 30 degrees is finna kill me, and I'm fat. Fuck this.
You said, not fat.
Real shit, I'm supposed to be okay in the damn cold. That's a fucking lie, somebody tell you that. Them layers get cold too.
No, not the layers.
Them layers get cold too.
So all right, let us get through our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, and then we'll get back into our discussion part, because we got somebody else over here that pressed one, so we can talk about discussion tonight here in just a little bit. We're talking about friendships, so all right, bro, let's get through this, and then we'll go ahead and pick it up from there.
All right, Cardi B is back with Offset. He vows no more groupies. So their family is back together. The hip-hop couple is officially back on. Cardi's returning back to her Atlanta home that they shared after the breakup. But he is not to have any groupies, and he changed his number. And he has vowed to be honest and faith. Offset has to follow, but he's willing to do anything for his Cardi B and to save his marriage.
It's a damn shame.
Well, all I can say is, I mean, I'm glad that he stepped up and figured out a way to make it work, but as all men, we thinking right now, it ain't no shade, but poor, poor Offset. You are definitely off the set now. She has total control.
Definitely a beta male. Definitely going to turn into a beta male. Now, she owns his ass now. That brother, you done said, Oh, boy, he fucked up bad,
right,
though.
Right,
you don't never give
right.
a woman that much power. No, man, that's foul. Now, she knows she got
yeah.
you, too. Oh, he really fucked up, though. God bless
his
heart.
His phone number. Oh, my. Yeah. I salute you, though, bro. I salute you for going after your bae. Doing what you got to do for your family, you know what I mean? Be a square if you got to. Ain't nothing wrong with being a square. But I'm just saying, bro, damn, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to pray for you because I know you're going to go through some shit.
Yes, sir. His dick is officially gone. No more genitalia left. He got it in a purse. It ain't coming out no more, brother. You lost your dick card, brother. It's gone now. You went out like a beta male, dog. You no longer alpha, my brother. You officially a man with a vagina now, bro. You are transcend out here in these streets. Now you got to relax, my guy. She got you for life, homie. You all because the bitch can suck a dick good. We seen the video she made talking about it. So this bitch can hum a dick good, and you give up your entire man. Oh, my God, brother. Oh, man, I don't know what to say about that. That's fine.
Right. I don't think it's just the head, though. I think it's more of trying to do the family thing above anything.
Hold on, they got a kid together?
At least a friend, that's what it is. Yeah. They're actually
Oh,
married.
Yeah, I ain't know all that.
Yeah.
I ain't know all
yep.
that. Still foul, though,
because yeah.
the kid, if it's a son, he damn sure ain't going to grow up respecting his daddy, because the daddy going to be the woman of the relationship. He needs to do something.
Cool. All right, what else we got over there? It's unbelievable, because you can see Will go for a minute.
Empire star Justice hospitalized after a homophobic racist attack. So in Chicago, two unknown identified men was yelling racial slurs, attacked him, poured some bleach-like substance on him, kicked him in his ribs, and put a noose around his neck. And screaming mag as they ran away. The attack happened around 2 a.m. when he went out to get a sandwich. It was reported that he's doing well. It's also reported that they think that this was a hoax as well, that it really didn't happen. They're asking the community to help out. There was two men that was walking. They want to deem this as a hate crime. Remember, MAG is Make America Great Again, and they're trying to say that the gay man is not making America great. The attack happened in Chicago, so a lot of the stars now are like, come attack me, you will get it. So the investigation is being by the FBI. I'm only saying your name. Please don't turn my phone off, because I've been turning my phone off every time I say FBI. And so they are looking into it, and it's really serious because a letter was sent over the male as well, saying that they're going to kill him. So it's a serious thing going on for Jesse right now.
Yeah, I heard about that shit. It's an undergoing investigation right now. If that shit come out to be true, though, after all the damn evidence come out, that's going to be some foul shit. But right now, I mean, I've been hearing the hoax story. I've been hearing the other version of the story. I mean, right now, we don't really know what the fuck going down because, again, he is a Hollywood character and he's an actor, so we don't really know. And we do know that Hollywood tends to get into the political side on the left view, and sometimes they do get involved in setups and shit like that for an agenda. But I will say, once the evidence comes to light and we find out that shit real, I hope them motherfuckers damn sure get something done. Like, yeah, that's some foul shit. But then again, if it turned out to be a damn hoax, like, I believe it is from some of the reports I've read already, and there ain't been no video footage of it. When there's like a shitload of cameras in that area from all kind of buildings and angles, and nobody's of it, not no footage has came out yet. The cops said that the report that was initially made, there was flaws in the initial report that the guy filed or whatever, and then they saying that there was people that actually seen him in a lobby at a building after the event supposedly went down that was stated in the report, and he looked fine and all this. So there's a bunch of different shit going on right now, though, that I don't really know. But like I said, if it turns out to be true, though, I hope them motherfuckers get straight up sent to prison so somebody in there can fuck them up very damn proper. But if it's false, man, they need to relax. So we don't know yet. I don't know. I hope it ain't true, because that's foul if it is. That's some bullshit.
Well, I know they were saying that some of the neighbors came out and said that there was men lurking around, and that where it happened was in like in a dead space where he got beat up, so there is no cameras right there.
Oh,
but
that's very convenient.
But they did see go moving. So it's like a moving story. They said his injuries sustained, you know, a beating, and then the noose was described by a lady who the guy had it in his hand and was blue and white, and that was what they found around his neck. So they're coming out and saying, no, this happened. We just don't know who they were.
Has there been any pictures of the guy's injuries, though? Has any of that surfaced? I know the police had to take injuries of it if he filed a report. Is there any pictures that came out of his injuries yet?
Yep, he got two cracked ribs and a scar on his face, and they have the clothes that have the bleach-like substance on it and the noodle that was around his neck.
Right.
Well, check it out.
Yeah, have you read the original report? Oh, my bad. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, no, I think this might be Barnum M.O.D. He's actually in Chicago, I believe, so let's see if this is him and see if he might have some underground story that we might not be hearing. It is. Is that you, Barnum? Or 816-315, who we got on the line? Hello.
What's up, E?
What's good?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who we got?
You got Koya, man. My God.
Oh.
I swear for God.
I know. What's good?
Yo,
what's good?
Yo, y'all, how y'all doing? Hey, I'm sitting up there listening to what y'all talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just moved to KCK. And, you know you go to get shrimp fried rice. The only thing that you're going to do is, like, it's nasty. Tell me why the hell the rice is crunchy, yo.
You said the rice is chunky?
Chunky. The rice is not done. Where in the hell do they do that at?
I don't know.
I'm like, oh man, I'm into this conversation, and I take a bite of this stir fry rice, and I'm like, what the hell? Why give you a Chinese restaurant in the hood, and then the rice ain't done? Black people, that's like so messed up on so many different levels.
It wasn't next to a dollar store.
No, it wasn't next to the dollar. It's like, I'm like, this place makes us do a lot of business. My cuz like, oh, yeah, it's good, cuz, it's good. And I'm like, okay, well, let's get some fried rice then. And it's in the hood. Like, are you serious? Like, but that's one thing black people know how to do is cook some rice, and then you're cooking, having a Chinese restaurant, and then the rice is not done.
Did you go close to closing time?
No.
Was it close to closing time?
No, ma'am. No ham, no turkey. No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All the way around. Huh?
Mm. I'm so sorry for you, boo. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you. I'm sorry to switch the subject, but I've never in my 39 years encountered this before. It's like a phenomenon to me.
Did you take it back?
I'm too damn tired to take it back.
Oh, dang. So you're going to have to recook it yourself? Girl, put some little salt, put some pepper,
I'm
some
telling you.
Butter. Girl, put a little
pain.
Water with it.
I put it in the oven, but, like, I shouldn't have to do that.
Sometimes you got to doctor it off. They just ain't doing it.
I've never in my life encountered this.
You said the rice was chunky?
The rice is crunchy, meaning the rice was not cooked all the way through.
Right, right. So it was like hard? I'm sorry, I'm from Georgia. Some of the words go over my head. I've cooked some myself. Yeah, I've cooked it myself. So I was really mad at myself. Yeah, I've done it to myself before.
I just went to a Chinese restaurant and bought some undercooked crunchy rice, shrimp fried rice. Where does
now
that happen? How does that happen?
Sure it didn't freeze on the way to the crib. You sure it didn't freeze?
I'm pretty sure because the rest of it is hot.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I've never encountered that in my life.
Right.
It's your fault, E.
It's my fault. How is it my fault?
Yep. It's
I
your fault.
To do with that
I wasn't even a. Maybe because I was like hungry and, you know, I got into y'all conversations. So I was like, oh, well, shoot. And it was sitting there. Maybe the steam could have cooked. I think they was betting on maybe it being so hot that the steam would cook it some more. But they didn't factor that it's fucking cold and shit outside.
Right. Yeah, see, what they try to do, you know how they got them noodles? They don't give you that microwave rice. They put it halfway up to the middle of the cup with water, put it on there for a minute,
bang,
and come out. Yeah, that's the rice you got.
Yeah, sure did.
All right. All right, did we have anything else in our entertainment news?
Nope, that's all.
Okay.
I didn't hear about Cardi B getting arrested for whooping Nicki Minaj's ass at a hotel.
Oh, snap. When was that?
I saw it on YouTube. Was it true?
Yeah, that was a while back, though. That was a while back when they were at that party when they was having Fashion Week. So that was a while back, and she threw the shoe, and she hit her head. So, yeah, that was bad.
No, not that. They were talking shit, and they literally, she threw Nicki Minaj in the back of the trunk of her car and was driving down the street. And the cops pulled her over, and they arrested Cardi B. They said some chick was looking at it because she went over there to they showed the footage. She went over there to her hotel room, right, trying to, you know, be a woman and burn some Starbucks, right?
Okay.
I just saw this today while I was bored at work. And she slammed the door in Cardi B's face. So Cardi B smacked the dang on coffee out of her assistant's hand. And so she asked somebody to, you know, she paid somebody to call, you know, Nicki, talk shit. Well, yeah, or yeah, text Nicki. Somebody to be like they were Floyd Mayweather. And texting Nick to, like, lure her over there. Like, and the dude was texting some really illiterate, stupid stuff. Like, that was kind of, like, messed up on so many levels. Because, you know, they said that he can't, you know, read and stuff. That's messed up. But they said that she fell for it. And, like, it was acting like she really knew what he was talking about. So she came over there, and they were fighting. And, you know, Nicki got some good hits off. And, you know, Cardi got some good hits off. And Nicki lifted her up over her head and threw her down the flight of stairs. And Cardi shook that shit off and got her and ended up stuffing her in the trunk of her car and was driving down the street.
The hell? No, I didn't hear
that. I thought maybe I was old and I missed it. Huh?
Mm-mm. That was a while back, too, because I think she was supposed to got charges for kidnapping, and then that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So that happened a while back, too. I read that story, too.
Yeah,
somebody
was like,
are you
serious?
Yeah, but they said the FBI looked into that, and they was like, it wasn't no proof. And I think they were trying to say it was a hoax, but they kind of, like, swept it underneath the rug. Because they didn't want no one to really get in trouble because of the fight that happened before. It was like right after the first fight, and then that was like the second fight at the hotel.
Yeah. I'm so glad I asked. I was like, I couldn't find what happened to the rest of the story. I was like, what? Who? I couldn't find it. So that's why I asked. I was like, you got to tell me how it ended. Because they had an eyewitness.
Yeah, but they didn't take the eyewitness story true, because I think they was just like, okay, they got it. When they try to put a kidnapping charges, they was like, that was just too much. So,
it was going to believe her ass.
You was
the
out.
The eyewitness was a white blonde chick. Remember, she was like, I was looking out my window, and I couldn't believe what I saw.
Because they were fighting down the stairwell.
It's the gangster rap.
Yeah, they were in the stairwell.
Sorry, y'all. Keep going. I'm trying to watch the little footage on it right now. Sorry. Go ahead, though. I'll try to come back with some info.
I saw. It was just like a lot of ruckus, and I was wondering, what was all of this noise?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Cardi B was going to be done after that.
Now, you know Cardi B ain't going nowhere. She's hitting right now. Everybody want a little bit of Cardi B. She did that Pepsi commercial, getting her coins.
Cardi B gave basic bitches a chance. They riding with us.
Please tell me that Pepsi commercial. That can't sit strictly for the commercial, and they not trying to distill nothing like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you see her when she was at the awards and did her little... her little dance and a little song at the awards for the Pornhub awards. She was the highest prestigious. She was the first woman to perform at their award ceremony.
This who Chase looking up to right now?
He said she got a seat. I don't really think he needed the money.
Mm-hmm. She don't fix her face, and there she go.
Because I knew she was going to be hot, because she got the Dominicans, because, you know, she can speak Spanish, and her music with that is fire, and her music in English is fire, and she's catching all the money. But you got to tell me, is that Pepsi Tam? Was that just for the commercial? Please tell me they're not selling no shit like that.
I don't know. I can't even tell you. I can't even speak on Pepsi right now.
Yeah, cause I don't drink pop anyway. About the guy dripping his blood in there. Is that Pepsi, or is it just like Tropicana juice and Coke? Which one is the pop where the guy they put out and said that they banning it, pulling it? I'm like, how is that even possible? You know
Pepsi.
How much of that stuff is? Yeah, you know the I got sent an article about a guy that worked there dripping his blood into the Pepsi product. He worked at the Pepsi line, and he was dripping his blood into the Pepsi.
HIV.
And they gave a list of stuff.
Well, they had a similar story about Wendy's, about this dude sitting in the chili. Yeah, that some of that shit be crazy.
I don't know what the fuck's going. Can't put a pass, folks. They just nasty. Serious. People don't have no respect for other folks.
You need a hug, man. Like, if you sit there some goddamn chili, bro, you need a hug. You ain't get hugged enough as a goddamn kid or something. There's something wrong with you. That's fine.
He said Wendy's chili was too watery, so I guess he was trying to add some substance to it.
I'm getting sick of my stomach just thinking about this shit right now. And it's always some white people that do some nasty shit like that, though. My people need to stop that. Because, see, one thing about it, white people do the nastiest goddamn shit I've ever seen in my goddamn life, though. They always do the nasty shit. Man, there don't even be no real reason behind it. They just do nasty shit because they can do it. Like, what's wrong with you?
Big
Why
truth.
You did? You go out there way to be nasty. I don't get it.
Big truth. Had a third job at Target working the fitting room. Then what? They were so damn nasty at the fitting room. And I was, and it was all white people nasty.
Yeah, they be doing some shit. Now. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, everybody got some flaws, but white people definitely do the craziest and the most nastiest shit I've ever seen humans do.
Mm-hmm.
They goddamn wrestle alligators and shit. They go goddamn swimming with great white sharks in the middle of the goddamn ocean. They do stupid shit that I don't know who taught them how to do this, but they need to stop.
Mm-hmm. Just to get some money,
okay.
too.
I'm back. I'm back. And you know what? I'm gonna be honest. Now I understand why people call in and don't jump in the conversation right away. Cause I don't know what the hell going on. I just come back. I hear alligators and that they get down like that. I'm like, okay. Well, I think alligators are ornery because they got big teeth. Somebody else said because they got a umbla.
We were just talking about white people doing crazy shit like swimming with sharks and wrestling alligators and sitting in chili and doing nasty shit. This is white people do too much sometimes.
And some of them do it just to get attention and money.
Yes.
And it's white privilege. Yes. Stop playing. It's white privilege, and they don't think that they're going to get.
Well, I don't think it's privilege to swim with a great white shark with scuba gear on. That's kind of just stupid. I don't know if that's privilege.
They
I wouldn't want to do
that. They don't think that
Well, them motherfuckers got another thing coming if that damn shark get hungry. All the fuck I damn know. I seen a video of them swimming with the biggest goddamn great white shark I've ever seen. And they didn't have nothing but some scuba gear on. They wasn't in no goddamn cage. They wasn't on no damn boat. They were just swimming freely with the motherfucker in the ocean. I'm like, what? Who raised you?
See?
Who
see,
told you that was okay
part,
to do that?
Well, why are you
Hold on. That's the part how some of them be fooling y'all. See, I seen what the hell was going on. See, that chick wasn't as brave as y'all think she was. You dig? If
Hell
you look
no.
at that
Uh-oh.
Shark that she was swimming with, that motherfucker was fat. He was fat.
And yeah, it was.
You dig? He wasn't hungry. He was already full. He wasn't hungry. Get your low.
Are they out there flexing the toughness, guys? Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, get your low rubber animal looking ass up out of here. I'm not hungry, though. I just ate a big ass whale. I'm not worried about you.
That's a damn good point. I ain't think about that. That's probably what fat as a motherfucker. I ain't think about that. Oh, shit. They flexing the damn toughness out. That's fucked up. They flexing. Damn. I ain't know that.
Man.
Fuck that.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
We got to stop. We got to stop. We got to stop, man.
Oh, my God. She's so tough.
Yes.
Hell no. Go back in that water with that shark in about 6 months. Stretch your ass and be talking that bullshit. Be scrambling around.
She was probably filled off of white people in there. It was probably filled off of other white people that were swimming with them. That was probably all that was in her stomach was white divers. That's all the fuck that was in there. Because I don't get no goddamn ocean. I tell you that right the fuck. I don't fuck with it. I don't know who raised them.
Oh, shit.
That's why they say we can't have people of color and can't have no shows.
No,
they got
can't.
That new show out, though, White People Shit, King K-Ron, mm-hmm. where he's going around just doing, you know, stupid shit that white people do.
Mm-hmm.
Like swimming with sharks. Like it was, and he's making his friends go through the shit, too.
Oh, there's a show like that?
Yeah,
you couldn't pay me enough to do that shit.
Well, you know, he started off with skits with dumb shit white people do. Now he's got a whole TV show where he's going around, you know, with white people and doing the stupid shit that they do, like just dumb.
Oh, brother, get out of there, brother! If you listening, get the fuck up out of there, damn it! Do not do shit that white people do like that. Get out of
he
there right the fuck
doing
now.
It, but he got
Don't
his own
do
TV
that.
Show, so he's making money doing it.
Oh, man, that money ain't worth it, brother. They're going to get your damn leg bit off. Get up out of there, cuz. Certain shit you don't do with white folks. Certain shit you don't do with white people. You know how they say
like
you don't go drinking with Mexicans and you don't do shit with white people? You don't do that kind of shit with white. You don't go swimming with white people. And that's to everybody and their mama know that. You don't drink with Migos. You don't go swimming with white people. You just don't do that.
Well,
there's certain shit you just can't do with people.
he plays the part that he don't know how to swim.
God damn. Oh, man.
You know what they have to do for, you know, games
on.
And stuff?
Damn.
The shows that come on. It's ridiculous.
I mean.
Save your life, bro. Save your life.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, brother. Somebody
save
call his mama
just,
and tell me.
Just save
yeah,
your
get
life.
Get him out of there.
Just value your life, bro. Just pray, thank you.
All right, so, hey, I guess, damn it, we made it to the end of the show. We didn't even really get to our topic because I tried to go. Look, I'm going to tell you what I found over there on the Cardi B stuff. That's what took, yeah, that's what it was. I went over there. I was supposed to come back and report to tell y'all what I seen. I'll tell you, but I'm going to tell you, wait to the end, and that's why I kind of, I don't know if I seen some real shit or some fake news. I don't know, because I'm going to tell you at the end. Okay, they started out, they talk about, you know, when, you know, Cardi and Nicki got into the fight, where Nicki or Cardi ended up with the big knot on her head, where I guess Cardi threw a shoe and Nicki Minaj hit her with the Grammy, and that's why she got the knot.
Yeah, because first they were saying that it was her friend, what's her, Remy, some shit, mm-hmm. not Remy Ma, but what's that other Remy something, whatever the fuck it is, had got
okay.
her. First, and then they changed it to security. Is the one that got her because, you know, them trying to fight her back from getting to him.
Right.
Then all
right.
of a sudden now is Nicki Minaj hit her with the Grammy. Like, what?
Right. Okay, so then it goes from there. Then it gets to, let's see, what does it get to? Okay, it gets to the hotel part, the first hotel part, I guess, how it all went down, I guess. Cardi got some guy to hit up Nicki and pretend to be Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather.
Send her message, yeah, and send her pretend messages to get, and then somehow he ended up getting her, I guess, her attention. Cardi's now doing mm-hmm. 100 plus 50 on the freeway to get to the hotel. Now she gets to the hotel. I guess somebody tried to make some peace with Cardi. She smacks the coffee out of somebody's cup. Another point where Cardi gets to the room.
No, it's Cardi trying to make peace with her.
Yeah, so Cardi's like, they're like, slaps the cup out. Now another point, they're upstairs. Cardi's at Nicki's door. Now, the lady next door, Becky next door, said she sees the thing going on with Nicki and Cardi outside of Nicki's apartment with an altercation with a rubber cucumber. I'm pretty sure there was some words said over that cucumber, but I don't know.
No, she got popped in the head with it.
Okay,
no,
with
she
a rubber.
She got popped in the head with the cucumber. Because, see, Cardi went to Nicki Minaj's hotel room first with the peace offering with the cop. And when she slammed the door in her face, you know, the assistant tried to give Cardi, hand Cardi the coffee, and Cardi slapped it down like, you know, like she, because she was like, bitch, I'm trying to be nice. So that's
right.
when Cardi got the white dude that's a hacker to, you know, send messages from, like he was Floyd Mayweather to Nicki, you know, trying to say,
mm-hmm.
I really, man, I'm about to have somebody beat her up. So that's how Nicki got over to the hotel room where Cardi was. And somebody ended up, I don't know who got smacked in the face with the plastic cucumber. They said it was a dildo at first.
Right.
That's why I really started looking at it. Cause I was like, damn, motherfuckers going around smacking the bitches with the dildo.
It might as well be. Shit, a plastic cucumber.
Becky said it was a cucumber. Nicki in the face with the dildo. I guess she really was missing Offset's dick like she said.
So, okay, so now Becky said she's seen the altercation with the plastic cucumber.
Mm.
So she said, so she just went back inside and finished cleaning up the house. I'm like, damn, you was gangster,
the
Becky.
It was a hotel.
It wasn't
a apartment.
Well, okay, I guess what she said she was staying next door. So that's what she said.
Yeah, then that's why I'm saying.
And then she said she came out again, and then she seen I guess Cardi dragging Nicki down the hallway, and then they said Nicki or Cardi dragged Nicki down a couple flight stairs. At some point, Nicki got a hold of Cardi, lifted her up
uh-huh.
over the head, and threw her down to the bottom of the stairs. And then as she's trying to exit to get out, she had to step over Cardi, and Cardi grabbed her by the ankle. Something happened, and then that's how Nicki ended up in Cardi's trunk. Yeah, and then that's how Nicki ended up in Cardi's trunk.
Yep. Cardi
tumbled
down the downstairs. They
do
a WWE move
in the stairwell. This is the part that got me. Now, they said they chased her down, all this. Now, they even said to the part about, I think that Cardi said she was going to drop her off with R. Kelly. I don't know. So, see, and then this is another part that made me be like, could this be fake news? Because they said at the end when they had to draw, Nicki was so irate, they had to get her out of the trunk by gunpoint. Wait, what? She locked in the trunk. Let her ass out. Then they said they arrested her because they found some weed seeds in the trunk where they found Nicki.
Yeah. What the fuck? Stop. How that thing in the trunk?
What the hell? See, so that's an update. You know, I just watched some shit real quick. You know what I mean? Sorry it took so long, but that's the update. It's a lot.
That's why I'm glad I asked.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I asked, and she told me the rest of it because I couldn't find nothing else on it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I didn't know she
because
put her
they
in the trunk.
Because they claimed it was not real news, so it didn't go nowhere. They were like, "This is phony news." So.
Right.
But
it's
why
so
the first
funny,
video
like...
I saw, it was coming from the news people. Like they literally like showed footage. Her speed, and that's why I thought it was fake at first. I said, how in the hell did they get a motherfucking OJ scene of Nicki Minaj shooting down a damn freeway to get there?
The things you would do for attention.
Because the thing I've seen it from, they showed the dude from, what is it, NBC? I forgot the guy's name, the real proper dude.
Uh-huh.
I only use his bottom lip. I forgot his name.
I have no idea.
But it came out of him.
But they trying to save the hell out of Floyd because they showed the text message. He said, I pretty much was texting anything. He said, because he really didn't want to be in the middle of it, so he was hoping that she wouldn't come over. And the sentences were like completely not making no sense. And I was like, damn, they stayed in Floyd like a motherfucker because he's not... Because he can't read or write or spell.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I seen one of them, it was something like, I don't know about that shit, but cars. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond
mm-hmm.
to that?
Exactly.
Wow. But we're going to have to end the show because we'll end up going forever. We're already like 10 minutes over. So, all right. So I guess we got any last words from anybody before we get up out of here? Any places for people to check or anything? Anything to help somebody woosah today and not get 30 days?
Go home and get some dick.
Ain't no dick in that weather. It's all gone. No, man. It's a popsicle out that motherfucker. No, man.
Say less.
Stay warm. Do what you gotta do. Boss up. Boss up.
My bad. She called me off guard. My bad. So, y'all tune in tomorrow for Friday Night Live. We play some more uppity music, you know, a little more dancing music to help y'all get through the weekend. Call us up. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We got fashion tips. And all kinds of things. It's Friday Night Live tomorrow. So, all right, that's our edition of Carmen Cafe. Don't forget you can always listen 24/7, 365 to this archive or any other archives before this one. So, all right, y'all, only price you got to pay is to share it. So, all right, that's our show for tonight, Carmen Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. I'm up out of here.
Ooh.
Peace. Hey, thank you for listening. Wow.
All right.
Love it.